We are here only for a moment, visitors and strangers in the land as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. We hate standing and waiting in lines, yet they are everywhere. Banks, grocery stores, and in malls we wait in lines. We go to the fair or to the movies, and yet once again we face a line. We hate them, but again, as I said before, they are a part of our everyday lives. Hello again, God's beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. There is a line that we're all currently standing in which we cannot jump ahead, get out of, or let someone else go before us. This line that we're in is one that our very lives hang in the balance. Believers in Christ are aliens of this world. They're strangers living in a place that is not home. Those who belong to Christ long for the day that they will be reunited with Him. As strangers, we think strangely. To some, our manner of thinking may be way off base and out of touch with reality. And some would say that we believe in false hope. They believe that when it's all said and done and we die, that's simply the end. But those who have a mind of Christ, they think of a place where we would gain eternal peace. Jesus told us that in my Father's house there are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. Earthly people think of earthly things, but those who are heavenly citizens think on heavenly things. They think on the things that are not of this world because those things are only temporary pieces of enjoyment. As I mentioned before, we are in a line in which we have to wait our turn. In this line, there's no detours or turning back because the minute we are born, we take our place in it. This is a line which pertains to life and it's how we live it that determines the outcome. While standing in line, we have work to do. We must do the work and bring glory to God, praising and honoring Him along the way. We must love Him first and foremost, just as we were commanded to. Then with that same love that's in our hearts, turn it on our neighbors in a good way as well. While in this line, we must treat each other with kindness and respect. We must do all the things that God has called on us to do because one day soon, we will be next. Job said it best. Man who was born of a woman lives just a few days. His life will be full of trouble, and he will soon be cut down like a flower. And in the 90th Psalm, life and death are compared to the grass that comes up in the morning and dies in the evening. Our lives, as Moses wrote, are 70, and if they become 80 years, then it's all by the grace of God. So that means time is allotted and is not as the essence as some would think. We're in a line that one day will bring us to the end of the tunnel, and at that point we will have no choice but to change cars, regardless if we are ready or not. All things in which God has made has an end just as sure as it had a beginning. Jesus Christ, who was with God from the very beginning, has no beginning nor end. He's the Alpha and Omega, the author and finishers of our faith. He stands waiting for us at the end of the line. He promises that heaven and earth will pass away, but His word never will. No one knows the day or the hour, Jesus said. So while we're in line, we must faithfully serve Him. This message is dedicated to my nephew, Xavier Parsons, who lost his life in a tragic way at only 28 years old. He left behind two young daughters in which he loved very much. We cannot understand or know the mind of God and why He does things in a manner in which He does. My nephew lived his life to the fullest, and it was through his death that many lives have been changed. God knows the plans that He has for each of us, and He knew Xavier's to the T, and it is not to bring harm upon us. His plans are to bring us prosperity, and He will give us the desires of our hearts. Rest in peace, Xavier, until we all meet again. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. This is why you ought to be ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect Him. One love, 5 minutes.